Quartzsite, Arizona, you can find the grave of High Jolly, the Americanized name of a man responsible for transporting many of the supplies needed for settlement of what is today Arizona. But his journey to this country and the method he used to transport those items makes him a unique individual in U.S. history. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pitted Bayou. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee, proving on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pitted Bayou's got a plan. Green plants in a healthy land use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the 1850s, the U.S. Army experimented with the use of camels to transport supplies to build a wagon road from Santa Fe to Los Angeles. When the Civil War stopped the project, the camels were sold to a private individual.
They were used for quite a few years in Quartzsite, Arizona, to take supplies from the Colorado River there into Phoenix and Tucson area. And the same man who came over with the camels is the one who bought them. His name was Haji Ali. He was from Syria. And he became known as High Jolly.
Jolly was one of the first men hired by the U.S. Army to drive those camels. Vicki Sayer says High Jolly was able to buy the camels from the Army and use them hauling supplies from the Colorado River near Quartzsite.
Camels did quite well. They could eat anything. They could pack more on them than they could with mules. The only problem they had was that they didn't get along with the mules. The mules did not like them, but they got along well with what they were expected to do, and that was haul supplies and not eat a lot of food and not take up a lot of water.
Although the camel seemed to be a good idea for hauling supplies in the desert, Jolly's business failed. Instead of selling the camels, he simply released them into the desert near Gila Bend. He became a U.S. citizen in 1880 and was later rehired by the U.S. Army in 1885. When he died in 1902, he had become a living legend in Quartzsite.
The very last camel, they cremated the last camel, and it's buried there with High Jolly. They used in a zoo in California when he died.
A gravestone with a camel perched on top signifies the resting place of the man who immigrated to this country to move camels for the Army. Traveling the countryside in Quartzsite, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.